to the Megillah, to Parshas Zochar, to Megillas Esther, to many other things. Whatever you want it to be Hagdoma on, it could be Hagdoma. But I'll tell you how it's Hagdoma to Megillas Esther and Parshas Zochar. First thing, number one, Megillas Esther, we know, is on a higher level to a certain degree than all the other Nevi'im. The Rambam writes, Kol ha-Nevi'im asidim li batel. All the Nevi'im are going to be batel, except for Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is going to be around forever. Mishtein Rambam. Of course, the Rivet asks on the Rambam, how could any word of the Torah be batel? So this we've explained in many Shurim and Novi, I'm sure some of you remember, that it doesn't mean that the other Nevi'im are batel. The Gemara says in Tainus that every word of the Nevi'im is already hinted to in the Torah. It's already in the Torah. So when the Gemara says, and there's not only Gemaras in Tainus. There's Gemaras in throughout Shas. There's a Gemara in Dorim. That will molei chotu Yisrael on Chav Beis. We wouldn't have had all the Nevi'im except for Sefer Yeshua if we wouldn't have done a chet. It almost sounds like we got rewarded for doing Averas. Meaning if we wouldn't have done a chet, we wouldn't have had all the Nevi'im. So the way we explained it in the past is that all the words of the Nevi'im, the Gemara says in Tainus, Lekomidi, there isn't anything that's written in the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, that's not already written in the Torah. There's some hint in the Torah to all the words of the Nevi'im. Lekomidi, there is nothing that's not hinted to in the Torah. So the obvious question is, so what happened? We did Averis, and then we weren't worthy to be able to see all the secrets. We weren't able to see it. Imagine you have Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, talking and learning with Rav Eliashiv, and you'd be sitting there. This is Bava Kami, this is an Erich, and Yerushalmi don't listen. You'd sit there and go, I don't know what's going on. Because they're talking a different language. Two people that know Shas and Peskin Baal Peh, when they're talking, it's a different language, like French. Right? So originally, we would have been on the level that we would have seen in Chamisha Chum Shetar, we would have seen everything. We would have seen everything in Chamisha Chum Shetar. Then we lost the Madrege. So we weren't able to see everything in Chamisha Chum Shetar. So we needed a Nevi'im. That's Pshat. So bottom line is, the Rambam says Megillas Esther would no matter what remain, even when Mashiach comes. And as it says in the Megillah, Lo Yosef Mitoch Zara. It's always going to be here. The Megillah is always going to be here. The obvious question is, those of you that learned Megillah, and I think it's all of you, remember that there's a Gemara in Megillah that even has a discussion whether Megillah's Esther has a Kedusha of Tanakh. You remember if it's Metamei Sayadayim, if it's not Metamei Sayadayim. The Gemara even has a Shaila if Megillah's Esther has the Kedusha of the other Svarim. So on the one end we see Megillah's Esther is more Chashev, never going to be Bottle. That's very chashev. More than all the other Svarim. The Rambam writes, Kol ha-Nevi'im asidim li batel, except for Megillas Esther. So the one hand Chazal are telling us, Megillas Esther is more chashev than all the other Svarim. On the other hand, it's a shaila if Megillas Esther is even have Kedusha like a regular Sefer in Tanakh. So it's like opposite directions. What is it? More Kedusha, less Kedusha? What is it? It's a plea. Is it more or less? Very unclear. Very, very unclear. Noch HaKasha. I'm going to ask you. Purim itself, the Yom Tov of Purim. Same contradiction I have. Same contradiction. On the one hand, Purim, L'chaira, is on a very low level. It's a Yom Tov to Rabbanan. It's not like Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Tov to Rabbanan. Except for the Bahag who learns that because we made a Kal V'Chomer to celebrate Purim, it's like a Deraisa. It's the Rabbanan. Right. So l'chayr, if somebody would ask you, what's on a higher level? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. What's on a higher level of Purim? Say, I mean, Chanukah and Purim are the Rabbanan. And all the other Yom Tov are the Raisa. That would be the right answer. But Chazal tell us that when Mashiach comes, Kol Hamoyadim Asivim Li Batal. You hear? All the Yom Tovim are going to be Batal. Now what does Batal mean? It means we're not going to celebrate them the same. Pesach. The Gemara explains that Pesach's not going to be what it is today. When Mashiach comes, Pesach's going to be like a big deal. The Nisim of the time of Mashiach are going to be on so much higher of a level that we're going to look at Pesach, big deal. Tzias Mitzrayim. And the Navi says it, Kichoy Yomai Hashem, that Hine Yomim Baim, there are days that are going to come in the time of Mashiach, that we won't talk about Pesach anymore as being the most unbelievable thing. Be greater miracles. And the Gemara gives a whole moshel, a guy, he was saved from a bear, and then he was saved from a lion, and different uschois. Obviously, the better the story, the more you talk about. Since you talk more about that miracle than the one before. It was a bigger miracle. You lose the whole idea of what was the previous miracle. Because it's a greater miracle. So if that's the case, so Purim is, except for Purim, Purim is always going to be. Even Mashiach comes, it will not lose its luster. Purim is still going to be up there. That's unbelievable. Purim's going to be on a higher madrega than Pesach. You all know what the Tikkuni Zohar says, right? Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yitzchak, what does the Zohar say? You know that. Kippur. What does Kippur mean? Binyamin, what's made Kippur? Yom Kippur. Nobody. How? Huh? It's what? No, but what does Yom Kippur mean? You know what he said? As a good Shalom is. So driving is not so important. It's better to pass this test than the driving test. You know what I'm saying? It's much more important. You got to drive the tirutzim. Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. Yom Kippur is not quite Purim. Yom Kippur is, it's like, Rabbi Yitzchak, he could play like me. He's not as good as me. He could play like me. I'm just kidding. Chas v'shalom. Nebuch Valley Yishikin, they should play like me. Nebuch. But Al Koponim. That means Purim is on a higher level. Yehi Binyamin. Not the video. The Purim video is Shvach. But Purim alone is in a higher Madrege than Yom Kippur. Nerve volume. Mo, what do you say? Nerve volume. Purim is on a higher Madrege than Yom Kippur. Yeshua, what's pshat in that? You have pshat? Pshat Purim's on a higher madrega. Nobody? Anybody? Somebody, please. What's up, Stan? You look like you're high up there. Between the two green walls, we can't get a tell. Anybody? You and me, what's up, Stan? The Zokin are not helping. Yankee Fiesa, what's up, Stan? It's not shayach, I can't believe. Okay, Don we know has a telt. That's not a chiddush. We need somebody. It's a chiddush. Yankee Zev is Oxter. You've been home a lot lately. You had time to think about it. Nu'um is Oxter Tayer. But as I state, that it's even on a higher madrega than Pur, than Yom Kippur. Pella, right? Now we go to the other side. You all know there's halach and shas called Eima Havon Simcha B'Simcha. You know, it'll be Marav Simcha B'Simcha. Can't mix two Simchas together. Right? That's why you can't get married on Yom Tov. Eima Havon Simcha B'Simcha. Can't mix two Simchas. So we just said, Purim is on a higher Madrega than Yom Kippur. Purim is the only Yom Tov that even when Mashiach comes, it's going to be on the same level. And guess what? You're allowed to get married on Purim Shteit in Shulchan Aruch. There's no problem with Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha. Huh? First you're telling me it's so, the happiest day of the life, it's gewaldig, it's unbelievable. And now you want to get mad at him. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Avelus. Avelus. Avelus is not noyig on Yom Tov. You all know that, right? Not even a Yom Tov to Rabbanan. Yom Tov Sheni, you don't see, there's no Avelus on Yom Tov Sheni. Guess what? On Purim, Avelus is noyig. It's a shiloh in the poiskim. How much do you have to take your shoes off? Do you have to sit on the floor? There's a steerer from here, from Shulchan Aruch here to there. It's Merafis Igra. What's going on here? It's a Pella. On the one hand, Purim is all the way on the top. On the other hand, it's all the way on the bottom. How do we work out the steerer? Does anybody have a mahalach? Shekel Vazokstin. Huh? It's a mamish apella. What does Merafis Igra mean? It's Merafis Igra that there is Merafis Igra. Mendel has to pshat. Huh? Gosh. See, that's the problem. He's Shlomo Yosef. He did pass his driving test. You see what happens? Put all his keiches over there. Now we don't have to pass over here. Ay, 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 ay. Well, Zogstaren, you passed your test. So that's why he's so quiet. That's what it seems like. All the guys that passed the test are quiet. It's me and you, Shlomo Yosef. I also drive like I didn't pass my test. Nuva Zoktia! This is Mamish Olapella. Mamish Apella. So I want to tell you like this. The Gemara says in Pesachim Davnun, what's the difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Abba? The Gemara says one of the differences between Olam Hazeh and Olam Abba is that Olam Hazeh, on good news we say, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. On bad news, what do we say? Dayan emes. In the next world, everything's going to be atoy v'ametiv. So grabbed in the Mishkan Betzal, I brought down the kasha from the Magid. It's brought down in the Tzlach. He asked the question, he says, he doesn't understand. That's not the difference between this world and the next world. In next world, there won't be any bad news. The Gemara says, in this world, on good news, we make atoy v'ametiv. On bad news, we make Dayan Emes. The next world, we're only going to make Atoy V'Ametiv. It's not because it's different in the Bracha. There won't be any bad news. So listen to the most powerful vote from the Tzlach, from B'Shem the Magid. Unbelievable vote. The Tzlach says like this, he says. When we make, in this world, when we make a Dayan Emes, what's a Pshat? The Pshat is it's really bad news. Hashem doesn't know anything bad. Everything Hashem does is good. We don't understand it. It's good. Right? We all understand that there's such a thing that you don't understand something. Right? You take a baby. You take him for immunization. Now it's a whole debate about immunization, I'm sure. Dr. Tenenbaum knows about this. There's a whole debate about immunization. What about Dr. Nzomi? There's a whole debate, you know. Some people are against immunizations. They hold it's not good, it has side effects. Some people in the medical field are against it. Shaila is, you take a baby. You ever saw a baby, you bring him for the shots? Even if the kid's already 3, 4, 5 years old, they scream. Dr. Rosenblum could tell you. They don't like to get their shots. Right? I were giving you a shot that's going to help you. We're giving you a shot that could save you from Chas V'Shalom getting deathly diseases. But the kid's a kid, Aves from Gomes, he doesn't understand. He knows one thing. Ah! It hurts! He doesn't know the pshat, the gansamayz, Aves from Gomes. And that's the way it is. That we all understand. Now that we're mature adults, we all understand that babies don't understand. And things that you cried about when you were younger, you wouldn't cry about today. If Chas V'Shalom, a person stepped on a rusty nail, so when he's 5 years old, he needs to get a tetanus shot. When he's 10 years old, he needs to get a tetanus shot. When he's 20 years old, he needs to get a tetanus shot. But when he's 5 years old, if the doctor says, would you like me to give you a tetanus shot, he'll say, no. The doctor will say, but it's very dangerous. I don't want the shot. He doesn't understand. But once a guy's an adult, he knows, you know what? The shot can actually save my life. So I want the shot. It hurts. Okay, it hurts, but it's good. Please give me the shot. And if the doctor doesn't want to give you the shot, you say, please give me the shot. I beg you to give me the shot. Grada, in this world, we don't understand everything. So some things we like. Winning the lottery we like. Winning the basketball game we like. Yeah. And getting a flat or breaking a leg, right? Or a shoulder or a rib we don't like. Chas v'shalom, they're bigger tzoras than that. But the Rabbanu Shalom, everything is for good. We just don't get it. We don't know it. We're like a baby in a sense. It's not our fault. We don't know. We don't know everything. So we don't know why it's all for the good. But it is. So now it's very simple. When Mashiach comes, then we will understand everything. So we're going to know, you know what? That was a shot. That thing that we made a die in Amazon, that was really a shot. That was for our good. Oh. Now on the same thing that we made a die in Emes, we're going to make our teva neid. Yeah, the chap. That's the chap. The Gemara doesn't mean that in the next world there won't be any bad news. And that's why you make... The Gemara is saying, even what you made a die in Emes here. Die in Emes, by the way, is not only if somebody dies. If somebody has a big loss, a financial loss, you also can make a die in Emes. The crash market, if the stock market crashes. You also make a die in Emes. The guy's fully invested in the stock market. All of his money is in the stock market. I remember in the 80s, the stock crash in the 80s. I remember seeing somebody who lost he was a multi-millionaire. He lost everything. Not only he lost, he became a Baal Choyv because he was leveraged. So not only did he lose all of his wealth, he owed money at the end of the day, because he had things borrowed against his stocks. And the stocks went down in value. I'm not going to give you now a class on economics. But when the stocks went down in value, he became a Baal Choyv. You hear this? So guy's sitting there on Monday. His mom is sitting on top of the world. He has a $50 million enterprise. And on Tuesday, he's a Baal Choyv. He owes a couple of million. Just because the market crashed, he didn't do anything. He's sitting home. The guy got up and he said, a die in Emes. And believe me, he meant it. He meant it just like people say by a Leviah. Maybe even more. He said it with a lot of kavanah. But he wasn't smiling. Yeah. That's in this world. The next one, when you see where everything was for, you realize, you know what? I can make a toiv ha-meitiv on that. Hashem gave us a different bracha because we don't understand it. Now we can understand Purim. What's Purim? Every other Yom Tov we have, right? We had a Tzara, and then we had a Yeshua. Right? What do we have? Take Pesach. We were slaves, and we got freed. Even by the Seder, we have Mora, and we have Matzah. Mora is a Zecher for the slavery. Matzah is a zecher for the cheres. We have both. Look at Chanukah. We had a tzara. The Yevonim did tremendous, terrible things to us. And then we ended up getting saved. What would have been better if we never would have had the whole issue to begin with? When we look back at Yetzias Mitzrayim, what would we rather? Being slaves in Mitzrayim, killed out, persecuted, Memta, Shari, Tuma, everything? And then get saved, or one-fifth get saved, we're never gone to Mitzrayim, stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Of course we would have picked staying in Eretz Yisrael, right? So all the other Yemim Tovim, they have a sad part, and they have the happy part. They have the Morah, and they have the happy part. Purim is different. Purim is what? V'nahapechu. What is Purim? Purim, we realized that it was a shot. We went, wow, Haman was a good thing. Because of Haman came Esther and came Mordechai and came Yeshua. Unbelievable. We realized that the Tzara was a Yeshua. Not just that we had a tzara and then something good happened. The problem was the biggest Yeshua. When Esther got taken to the palace, we thought that was a problem. But really, what was it? It was a positive. That's why, what's the theme of Purim? V'nahapachu. It's v'nahapachu. V'nahapachu doesn't mean there was a Yeshua. V'nahapachu means it flipped. What we thought was this, was that. One of the reasons why we wear masks on Purim is why? To show that what you see is not really what's there. It looked like this, it really was that. That's the whole idea. Oh. So Purim is a Yom Tov where we came to the level that we're going to reach in the next world. In the next world, what are we going to be able to say? That even the thing that we thought was bad was really good. Purim, we reached that over here. In this world, we reached that level. We reached a level of understanding, you know what? What we thought was bad was really good. That's why Purim is on the highest level. Purim, in a way, is on the highest level. Because Purim, we reach the level of understanding that we never reach in this world. Normally, we only reach a level, okay, we got saved. We had a tzara, we got saved. Baruch Hashem. Thank Hashem for being saved. Purim wasn't like that. And could be, that's the why Purim is going to be a Yom Tov even when Mashiach comes. Because Purim is a Yom Tov that's on the level. It's on the level of the times of Mashiach. The times of Mashiach is when even the Tzorah will look like a Yeshua. And that's why Purim will never be bought. Okay, we'll finish up tomorrow.
According to the question that we asked for why.